Chill, Mac G, The Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Hiba, Marimini. Welcome to, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, coming at you live. From Kai Lonnie. Oh yeah, we're not live. If you're wondering who chose this song, our guest Ghost Lady chose this song. Eh? Who's Gold you wanna be, Ghost Lady? Eh? Yeah. Who's Gold you wanna be? Eh?
Who's this?
Tidra Moses. Tidra Moses is an old song, man.
I have no idea who that is.
Does it feel? Is it weird that I sing along to the song because it's like a girl song?
No.
But I like it.
It's beautiful.
But imagine me.
What do you mean it's like a girl song?
It's a girl. It's a song for girls. Just want to be your girl.
Matter also, it's to a guy.
So yeah, but if I'm in the club and I'm singing along, just want to be your girl.
But it's a nice sing-along.
Yeah.
But imagine me saying, just want to be your girl.
It's a sing-along.
Okay, you guys don't get it anyway.
No, we do.
It's going to be a red show. welcome to, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mac G. Len Moleko is here. We've got a guest, Ghost Lady.
Alala, alala, alala.
You know, I just found out that me and the Ghost Lady were once on Crazy together. She told me earlier. I had no idea we were on Crazy together.
The Laughing Cow.
The Laughing Cow. Yeah. Remember the Laughing
the
Cow.
The Laughing Cow.
Wow.
Oh, that's such nice gifts that I can't even let go of today.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear Crazy shut down?
Yes, Crazy shut down. A lot of shows have shut down, actually.
But that's sad, man. How long was it running for? Because that's where I started from.
Ooh, many years, man.
A lot of people started
Pearl
there.
Was even there. Yeah. Pearl Woody Addy.
Yeah.
Shanley Wong. Yeah.
Abigail.
Yeah.
Salamina.
Yeah. Shoo.
Wasn't Salamina on your TV?
No. Salamina was on.
Yeah, Crazy.
I'm thinking about
Musso. Her. Remember Musso?
Yes.
Morena the Squire.
I'm thinking about Salamina's friend.
Stefina. She was there as well.
Yeah, bo.
When I started, Salamina was there. Stefina was there.
So and Salamina Pearl, and Stefina were the crazy of the Hulisani and the.
Yes, true. Yeah,
they were competitors. Yeah, of sorts. Yeah. Cypher and stuff.
Yeah, bo.
Oh. And then I came later, and then.
Bobby.
Bobby came after me.
Really?
No, yeah. Man.
No, Bobby was on KTV.
Yes, but KTV. I mean, along the same time, there was KTV. Well, for those who could afford Mnet, not
yeah,
some of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah.
Open time. Hey!
Exactly.
It's like you fully wear a skinny.
And if it went over 7 o'clock, you're like, yes.
Yo!
While the Simpsons were playing, and then they just shut it off at like 7:15.
Khali.
Yeah. So, I think Bobby was on KTV. I can't remember with who. And then you had Bokali.
There was that Afrikaans guy. Oh, no. That's on SABC 2.
Are you sitting comfortable, dog? You look uncomfortable.
Nah, I'm chilled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Bokali were on SABC. Little Byron. Your remember TV. Byron? They were on your TV.
Yeah. Byron was so dope.
Yeah.
You should know these people. Bagoopsh.
What are you called? Baby stars or childhood stars?
Childhood stars.
Oh, I know Sade is in
overseas.
The UK. Yeah, UK. Yeah. She's doing the whole acting.
I think
thing.
Byron is also in the UK.
Is it?
I'm
the only one who's left here.
No.
Hulisani
is left here.
Well.
Pabi is left here. Abo Salamina nabo Stefina basasela.
Where's Mandisa?
Mandy in the UK, she married a rich husband, I think.
Yes, is it UK? Not the US.
I don't know. Somewhere
yeah, I think she's in the US.
Jeez, man, who else were the other childhood stars?
Yeah, Dr. Musa is on Trending SA.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Hey,
is it Spiwe?
He acts.
So, out of all those names, who's the most successful child star?
Pabi Moloi.
What is yes. Mara, she's from KTV, so
she's also a childhood star. We say childhood star.
But
she's got levels, this thing. If you're on KTV,
oh, what about Benedict?
Oh, nah, yeah. I mean, look at MacGyver.
Anyway, listen, enough about child stars. I want to say big shout out to my nigga. This guy is without a doubt the best broadcaster this country has ever produced, without a shadow of a doubt. Big shout out to my nigga Fat Joe. He's back on radio.
Guys!
Now I've got a show I can listen to, bruh.
Guys!
More like now you can wake up in the morning.
Did you know
it's a breath of fresh air.
Yes! Yeah. Slow! No, yeah, this was a crazy English. They saw. So if you use another bigger word, Elena Mnet.
So are you saying Fit Joe is a breath of fresh air that's bringing more flavor to radio? And what else?
I can't think of someone else, but you got it, yeah. Oh, should you ask a man?
Wow, shots fired.
So he's on Radio 2000, man. I haven't heard his show.
Today,
yeah.
They were actually earlier on, they were streaming live with Metro, with Fresh.
Mm.
It was amazing.
Can I tell you guys something? Mm. I've got an audio clip of Fat Joe and Fresh doing the same show together back in the 90s. They just started at YFM. I've got that on my laptop.
Guys.
Should I play it?
Play it.
I don't have it now, but I'll go it in the edit.
Yeah.
Somewhere posted. Yeah. That's why we're not live, you see?
Give me that delete.
The Fresh and Fat Joe study break.
Will Smith lives large these days, man. Ever since TV and film, he's been getting jiggy with it.
Now, if I had Jada in my pants, I'd be living large.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're supposed to lay off that. That name is all his, man. Before that, we had Queen Pen with A Party Ain't a Party.
Now, last week on the SB Hot 3s, Buz Malati Fela debuted at number 3. Let's see how he does this week. Also, check out controversial Boom Shaka with our version of the national anthem and a brand new one from a boy produced by Skizo and Bruce.
Ooh, he's got a hot song there, man.
Yeah.
Don't forget, after the local Hot 3, we've got some celebrity gossip. Some juicy, juicy celebrity gossip. So don't go anywhere. Right now, here at number 3 is Boom Shaka's controversial Nkosi Sikelel.
But you gotta hear, Fresh sounds so different to the way he sounds now. Mm. He sounds like a co-host.
It comes with growth.
Nah.
It comes with growth.
Yeah, I think I'll play like a minute of that clip for you guys.
Suddenly you're interested in radio now. Big up, Fat Joe.
Fat Joe's my nigga, dude.
Last week you blasted me when I said, oh yeah, radio changes. And then you were out here on Sam. Who cares?
Yeah, because Fat Joe wasn't on the lineup. Now he is. Now we just need Chili M back.
Yo, guys.
And then
it's done. Over.
Then it's over. Yeah.
But you know what? There's a lot of young kids that are doing the most.
Imagine, or sounding like Bonang.
No, man. Not Sabo Bonang. Guys, there are talented people out there. Yes.
No, there are. Well, look, there are, but like...
Oh, shit. Hold on. Let's pause. Who are these kids that you're talking about? Which kids?
Guys, there's this other one I heard on YFM. I think I haven't heard. Someone so good and such a long time on YFM. Is it Chris? What's her name? And my Mele radio saw.
Carissa.
Is it Carissa? Not on Highfelt. Not on 947 YFM.
You'll tell us when you remember. Listen, it's 30 days to go until elections. Are you guys voting?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah?
Yes, that's why I registered.
For? Who are you voting for?
My vote is my secret.
Yes. I mean, I know my ghost lady.
What's the big deal about revealing who you're voting for? Why?
I'm voting because people died for me to have the privilege of being able to vote.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want anyone.
Are you even registered to vote?
No, I'm not.
Why? I feel like it's very ignorant.
It is.
And it's also... Like, don't you think about...
Do you know why I never vote? Because every year the ANC wins, right? So it's like points.
No, it's... No, you see. You see, man.
There's no laughing cows. This is a serious matter.
Yes.
But now, for the first time in a very long time, I think... Yo, the scales might tip this year, man.
But that's why people vote.
I don't think...
I actually regret not registering. Because I think my vote was going to count this year.
I think you can still do it at a municipal, at an IEC municipal office.
Yeah.
So you just have to go onto the intraweb.
Yeah.
Search where your nearest one is because you are in Midrand. And then you go there with your ID and then you register.
Yeah, I think I might just take you up on that, bro. Because for the first time in a very long time, I think this ANC has seen some flames, bro.
But I mean, each and every year, the percentages have been dropping.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And that is why people vote.
Yeah.
That is all we want. People to just shake up the ANC.
Yeah, but necessarily... it's time for change, bro. We need some new ideas, man. It's time for change.
I feel like I'll be revealing who I'm voting for.
Who do you think? Okay, I'm already seeing red for coming from you. Anyway, that's fine. F that. So...
With a double F.
So, wow! Oh!
So, my thing is, right, like looking at the dynamics of the country right now.
Yeah, sure.
It's a case of, I think, this is my perception, people would rather settle for the devil they know more than anything, because for somebody new to come through, there's a perception that people don't trust the DA for some odd reason.
Okay.
Of course.
There are those who are buying into what the EFF are saying.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't think it's enough people. So, you know the whole saying that when you eat an elephant, you eat it one...
piece by piece.
One piece at a time or piece by piece. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, in order to get to the level of eating the elephant that is the ANC, you do that a piece at a time. So, you don't start... high up, go down, you start down going up. So municipal elections, that's when like your DA has already started. I mean, they're in charge of Pretoria,
Gauteng.
They're in charge of pretty much most of Gauteng.
Can you tell Len's in his element?
Yeah, man.
We're not talking about girls.
Imali Ipi, Len.
And clubs.
Imali Ipi, Len.
I don't get tenders. So you start at municipal level, and from municipal, obviously, you'll go... provincial,
yeah.
Because currently ANC runs Gauteng, DA.
DA runs Gauteng.
No, guys.
Yes.
It's DA, dog.
Ooh.
Hermann Mashaba.
Hermann Mashaba is the mayor of Johannesburg. Gauteng is a province. David Makura is the premier of Gauteng.
No, but DA won it, dog.
DA won the municipal elections.
No, you never say
yeah, I was born in a
snowdrop. Yes! If I believe politiki.
As I was saying.
Did you hear you saying? Like, slay queens are the ones that slay. Not skitlava.
Yeah. No, nothing about that.
But yeah, that's basically the scope of what's happening now. I think ANC is just slowly being chowed. Like the elephant, like little by little by little. Eventually, we'll get there one day.
Because have you seen how old the guys in the cabinet are? They're all like over 60.
But that's what everyone is saying, that why is it these old people running and ruling our country when there's so many more young people?
Do you think they even know what YouTube is?
Eh, no. Oh, if there's on Twitter.
They're on Twitter.
Hey.
Yeah.
They started. Like they're honest. They know
what YouTube is.
They know. Mm. They know. Bayaz,
they go to Taboo.
And if they do, huh? And they bayaz with some slay queens, pela, so I'll tell show now.
Yeah.
You know?
They on Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's. Look, we live in the. What is it? The
digital
first industrial revolution.
But well, you know, do you know how they said Donald Trump won the elections? He was doing like social
digital
media.
Campaigns.
Yeah, digital campaigns, which were targeted to people that were like, you know. In previous years, wouldn't vote because they felt like their voice wasn't heard.
Sure.
And he was targeting them. But I haven't seen that with our elections. I've only had one call from...
DA.
From DA. What's his name?
Hi, I'm Musi Maimai. We've all had that phone call.
No, oh, and the messages.
The SMS.
Yes!
Is anyone doing digital campaigning?
But the fact that they're all going
ANC
onto Twitter.
Is it?
Yeah, they even have a song. They released a song that was produced by Oskido.
They didn't release. It's in a pause. Not even a song. They have an album. They had an album launch. A New Town.
My Show Me.
And Izali, guys.
How do you get that tender?
They are going on this.
How do you get that tender?
Go ask Oskido.
You're DJ.
If you were registered. Ipetobani.
Let's
have Oskido.
Igumnandimos.
Who's DA gonna get? Get Darren.
EFF vet Kelly Kumalo. She got booed off stage.
Kelly Kumalo got booed off stage.
Yeah, at an EFF rally somewhere in KZN.
How are those rallies like? I've never been, bruh.
I've been to, it was not a rally per se. It was the 8th January statement. was it the 100th year anniversary of the ANC in Bloemfontein? I think it was back in 2012 or 2013. Mm-hmm. Can't remember properly. But one of those 2 years.
Sure.
It gets crazy. They shut down a whole city or a town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut down.
These niggas are like rock stars, dude.
Yeah.
That's what happens in Durban. Remember, imagine they just had...
Oh, yeah. They had one now in...
In Durban.
No. Where was the 8th... with the 8th January statement this year? Was it in Durbs? Their manifesto launch was in Durban.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, let's talk about my favorite topic, ladies.
Ladies, mummies. I'm on Durban.
So I had a fight with my girlfriend over the weekend.
Okay.
All because I asked her what her body count was. And for her, it was such a big thing. I'm like, what the fuck?
Because it's sensitive. You're making me think of all these things that I actually don't want to like come to terms with.
What's wrong with asking a girl what a body count is?
Do you go around with a click on some 3, 4, 5, 6? Come on now.
And what I notice, whenever you ask a girl what a body count is, they never tell you the truth.
How do you know?
I just told you.
Okay. So if they said 10, you'd be like, ah, you lie.
Yeah.
Why? What about when Riaz?
This actually reminds me of that video that went viral. It was like a snippet from an episode on Generations where Tau Mokgale was asking Karabo, how many times have you slept with him? And Karabo was like, it doesn't matter. How many times? And Karabo said, 3 times. And he went, oh, yes! But does it get fit?
Yeah. Even if you say twice or once, I'll go.
There's like an effect though of a child of that laughs at the end, and I think that's what makes that video so funny. To this day, it's still, it's one of those. It's like, where are the pots? It's a South African original. It is a South African original. Like,
ghost lady. So if a guy asks you your body count, do you get mad? What's your reaction?
I'm gonna probably lie.
You're probably gonna lie. Don't lie. Come on, you're a ghost lady. You can tell the truth.
Ooh, that is. I feel like deep down, Rene, you know, close enough. Yeah. You can always estimate being close enough.
I know you lost count somewhere.
No.
From
I'm crazy. Kidding.
What's that show?
Laughing Cow.
Oh, please. No, I'm kidding. I mean, it's not that bad, but I don't think it matters.
Yeah, but if a guy asks you what your body count is it offensive?
Yeah, it's like, why does it matter?
Mm.
If it's not my partner, I don't mind. But I can tell my guy friend.
You not your partner or your guy friend?
I can tell a guy friend.
Not your partner.
I would never tell. Because no matter what number, it's never going to be good enough for him.
Why does it matter?
Because I need to know what I'm dealing with.
No. But everyone's got a past.
Yes.
So even if I say 5.
No. I'm saying if you have a past, right? And you are loose. Embrace it.
What
own
is loose?
It.
My God, what is loose?
Loose is when you just, you know, give it up to any Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Who's loose?
People that give it up to Tom, Dick, and Harry.
No, man.
That is not loose.
No.
What is that?
If you're exploring your sexuality, you are exploring your sexuality.
Why that is loose.
Why should we call it
loose? What's loose for you then?
No, we shouldn't be calling people loose.
What's loose for you
no,
then?
No, loose is a screw. That's where it ends.
Thank you, Len.
We shouldn't call people loose.
Yes.
That's wrong.
And it also doesn't matter because then if I switch the tables around and ask you, like, what is that? It just doesn't work like that. No.
I'll be honest with my body count.
I would never.
I'm not ashamed of it.
It's so not. It's loose. Got nothing to do. No.
What do you mean?
It's got nothing to do about being ashamed in any way, in all honesty, because I feel like if I got to 2, uzoting namang. If I got to 5, uzoting namang.
If you say 1, it's going to be 1 too many.
Exactly.
As 1.
Exactly. Like, I feel like, I'm not ashamed of my body count.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You own it.
Yeah, but I would never tell my partner. I would never tell my partner. I'm not ashamed of it because I know for a fact it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
For me.
Like, Benny, let's stop calling people loose.
Yes.
Nah, I just want to stop it there. Let's call stop calling people loose.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing that is loose is a screw or when you are... buying a shoe size that's big.
Yes.
And then your shoelaces are loose.
Thank you, Len. That is just more respectful. Is.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but if you're respectful, so tell them to cheer, Ren.
Okay.
That's your pais.
Guba na tia yung tolanga.
This food, you man.
That's an inside joke. Don't get it. Anyway, I got a earlier on. I asked people to ask to tell us what we must talk about. Sure. Someone said we must talk about how people were throwing stuff at Casper, like beer cans and stuff.
Oh, I think I saw the video over the weekend.
I didn't see the video. I just heard
at Casper.
Yeah, he was performing. Is it Jemiston Lake?
Oh, Jemiston Lake. Yeah. I saw that gig.
Yeah, he was performing there, and some idiot threw a can at him.
Also, it wasn't like a lot of people, just like one person.
There could have been more, I don't know. But mm-hmm. that can looked like it was full.
But Jerry, that means you're dissatisfied with his performance, which
No, it was one idiot.
Maybe he was just drunk.
Well,
given the can of beer that he threw or whatever it is that he was consuming. But big ups to Kes because he continued with his performance.
Because he's a pro like that. He's a pro like that.
And he actually went in after that.
Because in Venda, if you DJing shit, they'll throw bricks.
Bricks?
Where do they get bricks from at a gig?
It's Venda, dog.
Why?
Huh?
Where do you get bricks from? Well, don't say it's Venda. That's not an answer.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Is it 2-1 today? What's happening?
No, but I'm asking.
I didn't say anything. Like... Why stop?
No, it's Venda, so there are bricks. Yes. Like, you go to a club and there's like bricks lying around.
Yeah, it's in the rural areas. What do you expect?
So there's bricks all around.
Yeah. So you go into a gig and there's bricks just lying.
What are the bricks used for a gig?
I didn't know. Askies.
What are the bricks used for at a gig?
No, it's in the rural area. Why are you guys acting like you haven't partied Gokasi?
Yeah, but I've partied in the hood. There are bricks just lying around.
No, not with bricks. Not with bricks.
No, man.
Right, let me change the subject. I'm losing this one.
Completely.
All right. Pumu_Manenje. She's from Venda. She probably knows what I'm talking about.
Maybe it's also just your side of Venda. Because I've been in Venda. We had like a party vibe.
No. There's nice areas in Venda. But there's also like hood areas. Like taverns and stuff. You know what I mean?
But there aren't bricks just laying around at a tavern.
Okay, let's let that go. Anyway,
bring the taverns.
Pumu Manenja says, she wants to know, how can you see if a friend is riding for you? Or if she's fake? And she also wants to ask about depression. Okay. You want to tackle the first one first?
Friends are a thing, guys. You will never know until the end, until they reveal themselves. Sometimes the signs are there, but because it's a friend also, you think, you don't think the worst of friends.
I ain't ready for shit.
But, I mean, I was shown true colors by an ex-best friend and, you know, just everybody else at the end.
Best friends also become exes?
Sure.
Wow.
I'm a big best friend. Go by ex.
I thought that was
and it was the most freakiest thing because friends of mine afterwards were like, we're so glad your friendship is over because this is what she used to say about you. And you realize that people are so jealous of you and it's like,
and you thought she was genuinely your friend?
Yes. But
how long
when
did you guys vibe for?
Sure, since I was like 8 years old.
Wow.
Since I was
so
eight,
that's like a lifetime friend.
Before the purple cow. Or the laughing cow.
It was during. But we're completely different people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I never thought, nothing I liked did she like. You know what I mean? We were completely different people and we vibed, but...
When did you stop being friends?
In 2017 now.
Oh, so that's recent.
2 years from now, yeah. I mean, it hurt me quite a lot, but I was like, you know
what? Why did you stop being friends?
It was also something that I didn't even do. My cousin and her had a fallout of some sort and then boom.
You were casual too.
Yeah. And then suddenly like I'm in the middle and yeah, I think also it just wasn't a strong enough friendship because obviously.
Something that small.
Yeah. Because there was no reason for us to stop being friends. But then I heard so many other things afterwards.
Wow.
And when you think it's even people that were friends with her and they come. So surely.
And you, Lynn?
What?
The question.
Friendship, when friends are riding for you.
How can you see if a friend is riding for you or if she's fake?
I'm very ignorant because I go all in. I'll only like her probably.
Yeah, you do.
But it's not about being ignorant. It really isn't because generally what is a friend supposed to be in your life? A friend.
Can I tell you how you can tell if a friend is a friend? Obviously, it takes time. Like,
yes.
You'll see your friend, if someone's riding for you or not, obviously over time. But if you really want to know, like right now, ask them for money.
Exactly.
So,
I personally feel like at the point in my life that there are friends that I'm in sabolekisana imali and all that. Kodwa there's also different layers of lamgana ukhona ukumtrusta kule ndaba le.
Because my thing is, when it comes to money, that's a real thing. And that's when you can tell if this person's riding with you or not.
No, not money.
Everybody. I kid you not. Money.
Not every. You see, here's the thing, right? And I don't know how many of the guys who watch the podcast will attest to this, or they can give us their life experiences with regards to borrowing friends. Like, money, just at the core of it, will break even marriages.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. family members will almost want to kill each other because of money, right? Mm-hmm. So friendships are no different to that. And you get a lot of people who, for the sake of wanting to safeguard the friendship, they would rather not get money involved in that friendship, in terms of, I come to you, I'm like, Mac, borrow me 20 grand.
Sure.
Mm. And then...
I could do 20 grand right now.
We are good.
Let's donate for this man. But let's not borrow him the money, though. No. And you give me the 20 grand and I'm unable to pay it. Or I decide, it's Mac, man. And you end up being in a position where you need that 20 grand and I'm not able to give it to you.
Sure.
And you're that's what I'm saying. That's where true friendship comes. So it's like, all right, cool, my dog. Listen, you can't pay me back, but it's fine. When you can, pay me back. Let's just move. Let's
no, keep I it need moving. My money.
No, I'm saying that's where your friendship is tested. So if that person is not riding for you and they're not with you, they're going to tell you, hey, dude, I don't have the money. Or they might not even call you and say, listen, I don't have the money. Mm-hmm. I'll pay you in like 6 months or something. Exactly. That's when you know, this one is not riding with me. But if you're riding with me, you're like, yo, dude, listen, I'm in a fix, but listen, I will pay you back. And it doesn't deter the relationship.
Yeah.
It doesn't come in between.
Yeah. My one friend actually told me that recently, like I had asked to borrow money from her. You know, most, hey, I want to buy patalana late in life in Chicago.
Yeah.
So everything ends up just being a delay. You know? Mm-hmm. And I was money. Like, you know, I kept her updated each and every week.
That's a friend.
She was like, that's dude, a friend. Thank you. You're thank the one. You. It's like, anytime, even if I've got a billion, I will borrow you because you are that type of a person.
Do you know? With a billion.
No, saying yeah. But
exactly. I give you a good example. Can I give you a good example? When I started this podcast, all this equipment that you see here, a friend of mine was working at 947. He sold it to me. So I'm like, hey, dude, I'll pay you in installments.
Sure.
Because of my situation. And then we started the podcast. I paid him like half. And since we started our own half, well, I won. So he texted me last week. He's like, yo, dude, just want to hit you up and say I'm loving the podcast. You know, it's great. Yeah, dog, thanks. Just to let you know, I will pay you back once you start making money. You know, but he's like, no, it's chill, dog. I understand. When you start making money, you'll pay me back.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. That's a true friend.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. Sometimes I don't think, like, I hear what you're saying, but money should not be... It's not a factor for me. It just reveals another side of a person, not necessarily the core of who they are in terms of friendship wise.
Yeah. Bounce Entertainment. Yes, Bounce Inc. If you need some equipment, if you want to start your own podcast, check out Bounce Inc. So that's me paying him. That should be worth a lot, no?
No. Oh my God, he did not pay for advertising. He's not a YouTube advert here.
So I was on my phone the other day.
Yeah.
And I realized that this thing is freaking smarter than me.
Your phone?
Yeah.
What it do?
Like, don't you guys think robots are going to take over in a few years?
Well, fourth industrial revolution is just essentially the usage of machines or things basically being able to do certain things without a human.
Wow, we've got a ghost lady who reads. Emma, where have you been? Wow.
What are you saying about other people?
No, but I mean, come on. Like, essentially, it's that, you know, to make our lives easier. But the thing is also with the fourth industrial revolution, it's not saying that jobs will not be, you know, it's just, okay, less jobs will happen. But you still need a human element to kind of dictate certain things to a machine to do.
Now, here's where I come in. We're doing a Black Friday. Just give me a sec. We're doing Black Friday last week. And one of this guy's company, they literally minimize all the jobs in whatever brand or company that you work for.
Sure.
So if you come to them, they'll tell you how you can maximize your profits with having less people. So they're essentially taking people's jobs.
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
I do.
Yeah.
There's also a guy I was speaking to actually last week. Very same thing. they just try moving everything digital and without even using a human element. It's literally just would be possibly like one or two people.
I mean, we can go to radio. Like, there's some radio stations that literally play music from a computer the whole day. Yeah. And all they do is have breakfast and drive time. That's it. But during the day, it's just music, you know, like a shuffle playlist.
But also, you see, with that, it's also like people aren't investing much in radio or just media. Yeah, so, you know, I think we're all just in the process of figuring out this whole fourth industrial revolution.
Yeah. Because it's uncharted territory, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think we all understand, obviously, it's more digital and a lot of people fearing that, you know, jobs will be lost. But apparently it still needs a human element to dictate and to basically program it.
What do you think, Lynn?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's the honest truth.
Yeah, I'm being serious. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's odd that I don't have an opinion on something, and actually I don't.
For real.
Yeah.
So your job has never been taken by a robot?
No. In the space that I've worked in, you need the human touch. Okay. But in the future, you're probably going to get journalists who are replaced by a robot.
Yeah, there's that Grammarly thing.
What is Grammarly?
Yes.
The thing that writes for you, bro. Haven't you seen those ads?
I use
the Grammarly ads. You said you saw...
But isn't it? It's more of a thingy. I have it on my emails where you basically you write something and then just basically will underline or correct it for you.
But that's Microsoft Office has been doing that since the beginning of time.
Like now, when I type emails, you know, when you say "as per our conversation," you just start by "as per." It says "our conversation."
Yes,
it fills it in for you.
Predictive text.
Yeah, predictive text.
Cell phones have been doing that. Look,
for
in the space that I've worked in, right, as a journal. It would be very difficult for a robot to go get the story and publish the story.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You need the human element. But at the same time, you can still use your phone to send the story to a TV station and they will write it on account of the video they see or the audio that they hear.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you look at when I started as a journalist, we used to record with like those big ass recorders.
Oh yeah.
Now we use our
cell phones,
our iPhones to record whatever.
And you have better quality even.
And we've got better quality.
Yeah.
So
it's more convenient.
And you can also edit on your phone.
Yeah. On the spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, on a lighter note, we're about to play a game. We haven't played a game in a very long time.
Oh my god.
Yes, I got some brain busters for you.
Yeah.
This is where Ghost Lady leaves.
I need to about you smart.
No, I'm never good at such things.
All right, cool. Here's the first brain buster. Men are healthier with one of these. What is it?
Whose question is that?
Men are healthier with one of
these. Woman.
Okay. You, Lynn?
Healthier with one of these.
I think you have your game today. I think you need some alcohol today. It's been very slow.
I don't know. Can't think of anything.
It is a sister.
So, I'm very close.
Yeah, you're very close.
I'm very close.
I'm healthy.
Explains a lot. But that is so true, man.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's
like,
just a feminine touch in life.
Oh, technically I do have adopted sisters, if you think about it.
Honestly, see, you're not smart. It makes sense. It's okay. I mean, healthier.
Get that? So,
are you the only child, Ghostly?
I am the only child.
Are we all the only children?
The only child convention.
No, but I agree. Every successful man needs a woman in their life.
Yes.
Like, not even successful. Every man needs a woman in their life.
Yeah. See, so women
are
does
amazing.
This mean that I got this right?
Yeah, you got that right.
Yay!
But if it wasn't for women, there wouldn't be this podcast. Just putting it out.
If it wasn't for women, we wouldn't be here.
Anyway, here we go.
Right.
Here's the next brain buster. Are you guys ready? Lynn, you got your thinking cap on now.
I'm wearing it.
You can use Google, Chief.
What? I haven't even heard the question. I'm on Twitter trying to see what's
okay, here we
going
go.
On life.
You guys can relate to this.
Can we?
Workplaces with this have a 25% uptick in productivity.
Coffee.
Workplaces with this have a 25% uptick in productivity.
Alcohol.
Ooh, that'd be nice. I think it wouldn't be 25%, it would be 100%.
No, I mean, coming from an advertising world, I mean, that's what everyone does. And
I think,
you know,
coffee.
Yeah, it's coffee? Probably coffee. But
the answer is music.
Oh.
How?
Music.
It so makes
maybe
sense.
Music playing in the background?
You can just plug your headphones on your laptop.
Because music creates a vibe.
And some sort of freedom.
Yeah. Mm. And escapism.
Yes.
So what's happening to some other radio stations that are seeing flames? Because they play music the whole day.
Yeah, dude. We've been talking about radio the whole day.
I was just asking.
Okay.
And
I was just saying.
Okay, sharp.
All right. Here's another one. So, Len, you haven't gotten anyone right. What's going on, G? Here we go. Here's another one. You guys ready for it?
Yebo.
All right. Hashtag, the number one thing we don't get enough of is sleep. What is the number two thing? Sex. You can say that. How? She's acting like she's on Kidio.
Not Kidio.
Laughing cow.
The number one thing we don't get enough of is sleep. Do you guys agree to that?
Yes.
Okay. Number Maybe. Two thing, what is it?
I'll say water.
Water.
Keep it going. Keep it flowing like the water.
What's your answer?
I said water. You said
water
at the same time.
Both said water.
If it's not sex.
It is vacations.
Also, I think this one, Jay. Yeah, kill his cat.
When last did you go on vacation?
It was last year to Clarence.
When last year?
I don't know, but I was still employed, so I could afford it.
Okay.
See, you don't get enough vacation. But sleep, you're getting a shitload of food.
Yes.
When did you go on vacation?
September.
September, where did you go? How? Thanks for the invite. He went.
Hi, Pelatina says.
You were busy recording a podcast, Muna.
Hey, Muna.
Hey, I went 3 days Dubai and 7 days.
Hey, Dubai! Slay Queenville!
No, babes.
Okay.
I'm being in Miami.
Oh,
nice.
Doesn't feel good when you pay for your own ticket.
Can I tell you what happened to me?
What happened?
So I had cash at the airport. I'm depositing in my account, and then here I am depositing into the wrong account. The day I'm leaving. Meaning what?
You don't have money.
I don't have enough money, essentially. To travel. I get to the airport at Dubai. No, but I sorted it out. I went inside the bank and tried to sort out my life. Guys, was this not me calling home? That's exaggerated.
It's excitement of traveling.
I haven't been
on vacation, actually, come to think of it.
Yeah. Why?
Len likes chilling at his house and drinking. That's all he does.
No, Len.
You're talking nonsense.
What did you do this week, past weekend? Chilled your house and drink. What did you do last weekend? Chilled your house and drink. And the weekend before? Chilled your house and drink.
Obuamawaza.
I'm not, because I've been drinking with him.
So
I wasn't around last weekend. I was at home.
This past weekend, you were with Yaya.
This past weekend, yes. But the weekend before that, I was at home.
Anyway.
What? Vacation? Want me to go to Clarence? Or Dubai?
60% who have this don't use it.
In a brain.
Yeah? 60% of this... 60% of people who have this don't use it in a car.
Sorry, can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
60% of people who have this don't use it in a car.
A cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
What are you just saying? He said water. You said water.
The water is said exactly the same time.
Okay.
But that seems like, first of all, I don't drive. So, I must think because I must think like a driver.
You guys are going to feel so stupid when I tell you the answer.
No, hold on then.
Because wait, what do I have in my car that I don't use regularly?
60% of people who have this in the car do not use it.
They're rear mirrors. Rear view mirrors, whatever those mirrors are.
In the car.
Rear view mirrors.
There's a triangle that I don't think I
really Len's going deep now.
What is the triangle? I don't know any of this.
There's a indicator.
Lens going deep.
And you can't just keep doing all these things. You must mention one.
Okay, 10 seconds. 10
seconds.
10 seconds. We can't be talking about this the whole podcast.
I think it's a triangle.
No, it is a car CD player.
Oh, huh? Really?
Who still has CD
players? Oh, because people play. Exactly. Because also people play radio.
Yes, and USBs.
No. We listen to Bluetooth. We're not with Bluetooth.
Jeez. Oh, excuse us.
We stream in our cars, yo. We stream.
Rich gang. Anyway, we're almost out of here. Len, you got some WhatsApps for us?
I did.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
What's happening on the WhatsApp line? Hey, it's finally functional.
081-474-0632. Yeah, hit us up on the WhatsApp line. Apparently there was some Mpanza? Sibu Mpanza.
Sibu Mpanza?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of him.
And apparently he's like, yeah, there's some tour that's
Sibu Mpanza.
Yeah.
I was with Sibu Mpanza the Saturday. He's a YouTuber.
What about him?
Because people were saying he's channel sucks and like yeah somebody was trying to hey man
let's not get YouTube yeah, wars
me
YouTube wars
he's, no we should actually have Spoo.
Is a cool guy.
He's a very cool guy and he's so sweet. He did a campaign.
Why are you sounding like you're white now? He's so sweet.
I don't know the guy, for real. I don't know the guy.
Anyway, I can tell he's not part of your body count. He's so sweet.
I thought we are done with body counts. Anyway, going back to the WhatsApp switch, you said I'm going to read. Cyro, I think that's his name. He says, great podcast that you had with the interview that you had with Slicker the other day.
Oh, yeah, that was dope,
that
man.
That was dope, yeah, man. Geez, brothers. Like, we're getting so many messages of people who are asking us for a job. Guys, we are not a company. Like, for real.
We need jobs ourselves.
We need jobs. Well.
Yeah. No, actually, people should apply and tell us what jobs would they apply for.
Yeah.
Actually, there's things I can.
Oh, because there's a lady who's like PR and she studied communications and whatever. So maybe yes. We can hook her up with a ghost lady and she can hook you up.
Right. But cool. let's create things. There's actually big shout a lot of things.
Big shout out to everybody. Last time we asked you to comment and tell us where you're listening from, I saw some people from Denmark.
Yes, Kyoto in Japan.
Yeah.
Where the Kyoto Protocol was signed. I felt so smart.
Yeah. Yes, yes,
yes. I read that name. I'm like, I know this. It's history from high school, nigga. Venda, I saw Soweto. Klagsdorp came up quite a lot of times. Nice. Durban, PE. Shout out to you, man, from wherever you listen to.
USA.
Yeah. USA. Fatima in the USA.
International.
Very recognized, man.
Dubai. Shout out.
Wasn't not her.
Yeah, it was part of me.
Could have been. And man, and everybody who's sending us the
wow, someone in Japan's listening to this.
Yes.
Wow, they have a lot of time
China
in
China as well. China as well came up. China
There's
came up.
Wi-Fi in China.
How?
I'm kidding.
Yo, my high blood almost
yes.
went through the roof.
No. Also with my G, you never know, you know. You never sure. know.
But anyway, I'd love to go through all the messages. But like, yeah, some of them ended up as conversations with me and people who were messaging us.
By the way, we're almost hitting 10,000K. So please do comment. Let us know where you want us to have the 10K celebration party.
And not in his house.
Yeah,
and
people
also
are saying at my house.
If you want to throw in a 10K, why not?
Hey, 10K my house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No, really.
10K challenge.
We receive. You can inbox us for donations.
GoFundMe.
Very much allowed.
Guys, we're not that desperate.
It's not. No, we're not that desperate. We're saying let's 10K work.
10K challenge, though. If you can.
Yes.
10K challenge us.
Yeah.
By all means, knock yourself out.
You never know.
Speaking to the universe.
Yes. That's what a disaster. That's why.
You gotta speak to the universe and then send 10K to the universe.
Every dream starts small.
We are here, man. Love
but
you
wait,
guys
wait,
long
wait.
Time.
Before we get out, I actually discovered like a very dope artist this
okay,
past
wait,
weekend.
Okay, wait, hold on. I have 10 seconds. Let me give you some more time. Yeah?
So, I discovered a very dope artist this weekend.
Okay, man.
Like, his name is Augie Official, right?
Okay.
And, yeah, he's a rapper. His music is actually not bad at all.
Oh, is this the track you've been playing the whole weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I might have heard of Oogie.
It's a white boy, white boy.
White boy, he raps.
Okay, no.
Does he do trap, ne? I think that's what you're
trappish,
playing trap.
Yeah, it's trappish. And he's got some slick moves. He's got swag.
But I don't know if I can trust you if you know who has swag or not.
Look, let me put it this way, right?
Do. Keep it moving.
Why do you say that? Do you think I don't know swag?
No, dude. Like you live that. In a cave.
What do you mean I live in a cave?
This guy didn't even know who Khalid was.
Oh, really?
Imagine. He doesn't know who Tekashi 6ix9ine was.
Oh, really?
He didn't know who Nipsey Hussle was.
What?
Like you knew.
No, but that's one out of three.
Oh, Nipsey Hussle either.
Nah, I didn't.
Yo, I used to actually follow Nipsey Hussle because I just thought it was cool. You know, I stalk people for a living, like on social media, because that's just my job. I decided to unfollow, and then all of a sudden it was a big deal. And then I got shown out how.
Is she the first Zulu ghost lady we've ever had?
I'm not Zulu, but everyone thinks I am.
Are you Xhosa?
I am.
Oh.
But I don't heta.
Were you colonized by the Zulus?
Huh?
Yeah, don't you know there were parts of SA where people were colonized by Zulus?
I don't know if we were colonized, but I mean, I was born in Soweto.
Oh.
Apparently, I don't say Soweto properly. I was born in Soweto.
Oh, okay.
I just had to correct that.
So if you had to do that whole challenge. What is it?
Yeah, tell us. Tell us.
Tell us.
This would be very interesting.
Much time do you have?
We've got more than enough time. Tell us.
I think by the time the people in the USA catch up to the time now that we are on, he will still not have gotten it right.
So what is it called where they used to take the people, man?
I haven't the foggiest
idea. Come on. It's not Memeza. The place, that secure place that they all went to.
Anyway, we are here, man.
Yeah. Ogie Official, check out the video. It's, yeah.
So we're going to play it now?
Yeah, we're going to play it like now.
But then now everyone's going to ask them to play their video. Is it really that dope?
Yes. I think, well, the song is dope.
Do we trust Lynn? No. That's not me. That's a ghost lady.
Okay, cool, guys. Check out the video and tell us what you think. All right?
Now we're going to be like live, my man, premiering videos.
Yeah, why not?
Can if we trust him?
No.
Sorry, that's
dope,
not me, that's a ghost lady.
Look, if shit is dope, shit is dope. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, what's the dopest trap song right now?
It's the one by Post Malone.
This nigga. Is Post Malone coming to this country, yes or no, this year?
He got unlocked. What are you talking about?
Yeah, man. Juices. Yo, let's go. It's unbelievable. They say they haven't heard this on the radio. Had no name, I had no shady, but now I be making hits like I'm AB. Day one believer, call me Wade, man, yeah, I'm a dreamer. I don't count sheep, I'm here to get honey when I make a play. They say, pay him the money, 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 money. I'ma get mine like an Energizer bunny. I'ma make laughs like I'm Trevor Noah, funny guy. Got more commas like a young kid, Cuddy. I make a rain like a rain man, yeah. I bring the pain like I'm Dwayne, man, yeah. And no matter what you say, I'ma do it all day, flying high like a spade.
I'm coming for the things that I couldn't have. And my future is inside my head. I'm coming for the things that I couldn't have, yeah. And now I'm singing like,
my enemies can't wait for me to fail,
yeah.
Some of you pretend, some of you a fiend, but you know I'm gonna get you on that bean like Semenya. Bean like Semenya. Ain't it funny how my dominance offends you while I'm driving in my Benzu? Ooh, jealous is what you are. I'm either raising or dropping the bar. Damn, I'm the real
podcast and chill. Matt G, the ghost lady, and Len Moleko.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.